This is an executive summary of Opportunity Zone Fund Fees Explained, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Opportunity Zone funds, like other private real estate funds, charge fees, and those fees reduce the returns that reach you. Understanding the fee structure is essential to comparing funds, judging whether you are getting fair value, and setting realistic expectations for your net, after fee, return. Fees aren't inherently bad. Sponsors do real work, sourcing, developing, managing, and exiting projects, and deserve compensation, and a higher fee fund with a superior sponsor and strategy can still be the better investment. But fees vary, can be opaque, and compound over a long hold, so you should know what you're paying and why. This transparent, educational guide explains the common COF fee layers, acquisition and management fees, the promote and carried interest, how fees affect your net returns, and how to compare funds on cost. Note that OZ rules are time-sensitive and evolving. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor. This is educational information, not investment advice, and real estate carries risk. Opportunity Zone funds typically have several fee layers, each compensating the sponsor for a different role. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.